Welcome back to the Bob Harden Show. And now here's your host, Bob Harden.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by Gulf Shore Playhouse, changing lives through exceptional theater experiences and now doing so in a new Performing Arts and Education Center. It's absolutely beautiful in downtown Naples at the corner of 41 and Goodlett Frank Road. Dial M for Murder is playing right now, and it is fantastic. You can find out more and get tickets. The website is gulfshoreplayhouse.org. Coming up, we're going to be visiting with Bob Woodson, the founder of the Woodson Center. Right now, we have with us Michael O'Neill. He is the Vice President of Landmark Legal Foundation. Michael, thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be with you, Bob.
Thank you so much, Michael. Tell us about the Landmark Legal Foundation.
Yes, Landmark Legal Foundation is a nonprofit constitutional law firm that advocates for liberty, defends liberty, and fights tyranny. We advocate for a smaller government, for a smaller administrative state. We argue for separation of powers. We want to promote liberty, and we want to attack any efforts to take away our liberty, and we want to fight tyranny.
LandmarkLegal.org is the website.
Yes, sir. LandmarkLegal.org.
LandmarkLegal.org. So I wanted to speak to you about this TikTok situation right now, because the Supreme Court made its ruling and expected on the 19th for TikTok to close down here in the United States if, in fact, we hadn't found a new buyer. Trump asked for a 75-day continuation with an executive order. And can you just give us some idea about what's going on and how this is all playing out?
Sure. As you said, there was a law passed last year, and it was a bipartisan law, and it was signed by then-President Biden, that said that TikTok had to cease operations by January 19th or had to divest itself. In other words, TikTok is owned by a Chinese corporation called ByteDance, and ByteDance is essentially controlled by the Chinese government. The Congress had recognized that China was an adversary of the United States, and that the use of TikTok and the application of 170 million Americans posed a national security threat. Congress had concluded that the ability to access the data of 170 million Americans and that ability to manipulate data posed a national security threat, and therefore ordered either that TikTok be shut down and no longer be operating in the United States as a social media application, or that ByteDance divest its ownership interest into, in other words, not have a Chinese-controlled entity owned TikTok. So if TikTok had been sold, if ByteDance had sold TikTok to a domestic corporation such as Meta or Apple or Elon Musk or something like that, TikTok could have continued to operate. Essentially, what Congress was doing was ordering the divestiture or the shutdown. The Supreme Court determined that this law did not violate the First Amendment rights of TikTok, nor did it violate the First Amendment rights of the users of TikTok. Again, this national security interest essentially was enough to justify the law's infringement on any kind of First Amendment rights that were claimed. So you had a 9-0 decision from the Supreme Court. This was a very quick decision. It went up to the court. They recognized the urgency of it. Just a few weeks ago, the court recognized that this was important to have a decision, issued a per curiam decision, concluding that this law in place did not violate the First Amendment rights. Then you had Donald Trump, who came into office, and one of his first actions was, as you just said, issue an executive order pausing the enforcement, directing his attorney general and his Department of Justice not to enforce this law and for 75 days so that they could take a look at it. So now it's kind of placed the law in a little bit of a legal, the enforcement in a little bit of a legal limbo. The law itself is still good. It's on the books. It was passed by Congress. It received, the Supreme Court said it was constitutional. So the law is on the books. However, the enforcement of the law has been paused. That doesn't necessarily mean that TikTok's going to continue to operate. Interestingly enough, as what I can tell, I'm not a user of TikTok. I'm seeing that TikTok is still available in the United States, that it went dark for a little while, but then came back on board once I guess President Trump had signaled that he was going to issue this executive order. So as of right now, TikTok is operating. However, that doesn't mean that TikTok is going to continue to operate, and it doesn't mean that this law isn't still a good law and is in place, and that corporations like Apple or Google that host TikTok on their platforms aren't facing legal liability or legal exposure.
So interesting. Now, the president is basically saying we're going to have this continuation for 75
right.
days. He says he's looking for a private owner. I've heard there's several, Kevin O'Neill, O'Leary and perhaps even Elon Musk have expressed interest in buying it. A figure of $20 billion has been thrown around. And then now Trump is saying, though, however, he's proposing that making it available, but having the United States have an interest in TikTok. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, I'm off the bat, if that's how it's described, I wouldn't think it would be a good business. For several reasons, I wouldn't support that. Number one, that it's you're talking about U.S., a government ownership of a social media application.
Right.
Think of all the civil rights issues that arises. Maybe if someone like President Biden were to come into office years later and have access to hundreds of millions, 170 million users of data, I wouldn't want the federal government combing through that or having any reason to be able to easily access that data. The libertarian side of me automatically sees red flags in that. So I wouldn't want the federal government anywhere. If the president is focusing on orchestrating some sort of facilitating a deal between a private entity that's ultimately accountable to the government and has to comply with the laws between a private entity, a domestic private entity, as you said, like X or someone else, purchasing TikTok from ByteDance, then that's fine. It's functioning in the role of a facilitator. I'm very questionable about having the government have any kind of ownership interest in a social media app as ubiquitous as TikTok.
I certainly agree with that, Michael. The concerns about it, generally support by President Trump and his administration, his agenda, but irrespective, it really concerned me with suggesting that perhaps there might be some ownership by the federal government of TikTok. So, but, you know, the other side of that is it's usually a starting position that Trump has that ends up with a negotiation that ends up being perfectly fine. So,
Yeah, this could be a tough one. I mean, ByteDance has indicated, look, it is an incredibly valuable, first of all, economically it's valuable. On paper, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars. It's probably whatever the valuation of TikTok as a corporation. But then the data access is incredibly valued from a strategic standpoint to China. And you can see, I mean, at oral arguments, Justice Kavanaugh kind of sussed out what were some hypothetical possibilities of how this data could be used. Say you're a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old kid, and you're on TikTok, and you're making all kinds of videos, and some of those videos might be questionable and might embarrass you later on in life, and you might not want to have those things go public. And then 10, 12 years later, you're up for a position in the national security apparatus, for example, counterintelligence in the FBI, for example. You become an agent in the counterintelligence division of the Federal Bureau of the Investigation. Well, TikTok has a dossier on you making silly videos when you're 16, 17, 18-year-old, maybe more than silly videos, and suddenly there's some exposure for you to possibly become, you know, exposed to Chinese influence because they have a dossier on you. They're able to access it via their AI. So I think there is a legitimate national security concern here. I think Americans should know, and I think maybe older Americans will know, people of my generation or older, so know that anything you put online is there forever and it can always come back. Whether that message has resonated with the younger people, I don't know, because it's just difficult to see, for that sort of thing to understand. But there is a national security interest here, and China, ByteDance, really should not be, in my opinion at least, having any kind of exercise, dominion, and control and access to that data.
I would agree with that. Although I would also suggest that same information exists online. It can be used for political purposes internally here in the United States.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think where I come into it a little bit here is that Congress took an action here. They identified a problem. They identified a National Security Act, a national security threat, and they took some sort of measures that they deemed appropriate to address it. And we all know that Congress, a lot of laws don't get through Congress. And so when a law gets through Congress that possibly I think I support on paper, I think it might be necessarily a move in the right direction.
Absolutely. Michael, before I let you go, any thoughts or comments on the start of the Trump administration?
Well, I think it's fantastic. I think that there was a very clear vision that was lined up. I think there's a lot of exciting executive orders that have been issued and presidential actions that are going to restore America to greatness. Overwhelmingly, I believe that the vast majority of these executive orders are going to be upheld. There's going to be a lot of fights, though. I think we're already seeing a fight on the birthright citizenship.
Yeah.
The left is poised to utilize every roadblock in their arsenal to try to slow down these acts by President Trump. But I think that you've seen a lot of positive things, and I think America is looking up, and I do think that a lot of these actions are well needed and are necessary and are going to make the lives of everyday Americans better.
Absolutely. Michael O'Neill, again, Vice President of Landmark Legal Foundation, landmarklegal.org is the website. Michael, really appreciate your commentary here on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Take care, Bob. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure indeed. All right, coming up, Bob Woodson, the great Bob Woodson. He is a former, well, I would say a veteran civil rights activist. He's also the founder of the Woodson Center. We're going to do that and more right here in the Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of the Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.